Okay, today's daf is Ksubas daf Samachay. Today's share is sponsored by Hananya Aryeh Lezecher Nishmas, his grandfather, Mr. David Maybrook, David Ben Ze'ev. I just got that email now. So, okay, so the Neshama Shavan Aliyah, we thank Hananya very much for the sponsorship. We are holding on the bottom of daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, a few lines from the bottom of the page, at Amar Rabbi Yossi Lo Pasuk Sor, and today's daf is the last daf of the fifth parak of Maseches Ksuvos, and we're going to continue to discuss the various things that a man is obligated to supply his wife with, even if he sets up a shlish, even if he sets up a third party to support her, the bare minimum of what he's required to give her. And the Gemara is going to go through the list that we had in the Mishnah and discuss each of the items in the Mishnah and what the obligation is, why he's obligated in each of the items with the Ma'al Kesef and the mattress and the bed and all of those different items that and why it is that a nursing woman would get more and be expected to do less. And that, and then when we begin the next parak, we're going to talk about who is Zoche and the Mitzia of the woman and her Maisi Adayim and her Yerusha and her Boshes and her Pagam, all the different things that come to a woman, whether the husband has the rights to those things or not. So first of all, just before we begin, we mentioned yesterday the machlokas between Rabbi Chidka and the Rabbanan, whether there's a chiyuv of eating four se'udos on Shabbos or only three se'udos on Shabbos, and the context of mentioning that was discussing how much wheat we give to a woman each week when we need to supply her with a week's worth of food. So the clear implication was that the woman needs to be provided with enough wheat to have not just two meals a day, but to have four meals on or three meals on Shabbos. So this is used as one of the rayas that the Rishonim bring. The Meiri says, you see from here that women are chayiv in Suda Shlishis, that women are chayiv in Shalashudis as well, that one may have argued that it's mitzvah shazman grama and women are part from Shalashudis. One may have just argued and a lot of women don't do shalashudis, but says Miri, you see from here that women are chayv in shalashudis. The truth is, it is a machlokas rishonim why women are chayv in shalashudis. Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran in Maseches Shabbos, where the women are chayv in shalashudis because afin hoy bosa neis, the mitzvah of having three meals on Shabbos is derived from the neis of the man, and women had the man as well, and that's why they're chayv in shalashudis. Or is it because the kol sheyeshna b'shamer yeshna b'zachar, that there is a din that anyone who's chayv in shmir Shabbos is chayv in zechira Shabbos? The Gemara says Maseches Brachos Dav Chav and Maseches Shavuos Dav Chav, that anyone who's chayv in shmir Shabbos in the isurim of Shabbos is also chayv in zechira Shabbos, which we normally assume means kiddush, but some of the Rishonim suggest it doesn't just mean kiddush; it means all of the mitzvot saseh of Shabbos. So that would include shalashudis and lecha mishnah and everything else as well. However, Rav Shlomo Kluger in Tshuvas Ha'elav Chucha Shlomo, Simen Kuf Yudalit, says that even though the Rishonim only argue about why women are chayiv in shalashudis and not whether women are chayiv in shalashudis, you see clearly from the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran that each one does not accept the other's reason, meaning that if there must be some flaw in each reason if each one rejects the other. Meaning the idea that it's called sheyeshna b'shamer yeshna b'zachar, one could argue, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, does not apply to shalashudis. It only applies to kiddush. Doesn't apply to all the mitzvahs asay of Shabbos. And the idea of afin hayibosa anes may not apply to the nes of the man, meaning maybe afin hayibosa anes is only when women were the ikar anes. That's a machlokas rishonim in the 10th parak of Maseches Psachim, and women were not the ikar anes by the nes of the man. They were just also included in the nes, and therefore, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, maybe that's what women are sumeich on when they are not so makbid about shalashudis and lecha mishnah. They're sumeich on the idea that Rabbeinu Tam rejects the Ran's reason and the Ran rejects Rabbeinu Tam's reason, and maybe that's the explanation as to why they don't need shalashudis. That's a wild explanation, because normally if there's no machlokas rishonim whether they are chayiv, the only machlokas is why they are chayiv, it's very difficult for an achron to come along and say that we paskin like neither of the rishonim, that we paskin against both of the shitos and rishonim. But moving along, the Mishnah said, Amar Rabbi Yossi lo pasak sa'orin, four lines from the bottom, Rabbi Yossi said we only give her an allotment of barley. Only Rabbi Yishmael had given her an allotment of barley because he lives near Edom. So the Gemara says, what? El be'Edom hu da'achlin sa'orim v'kuliyam lo'achli. It's only in Edom that they eat barley. Nowhere else eat barley. So I answer Gemara, hachi kamar lo pasak sa'orim kiflayim b'chitin. No, it's the opposite. It's that we would only give double the amount of barley as we do wheat if you live near Edom, because the Sa'orim from Edom are worse, they're lower quality, so we need to make up for it in quantity. And we also give her a half of a calf of kitnis, a half of a calf of beans. But it never says that we give her wine. This is a riot to Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar says we don't give wine to a woman. And if you're going to say, but wait, the pasuk says, so vishikuyai means and my drink. So that doesn't mean my drink. That doesn't mean wine. Rather, it means dvarim sheisha mishtokekes aleihen. It means that which a woman desires, that which a woman yearns for. Umayninhu, and what are those things? Tachshitin. It's a reference. Tachshitin. It's not a reference to wine at all. Pnei Yeshua asked the Kasha, why doesn't the Mishnah mention that we give her wine? Meaning, if we do give her wine, we're saying there's a riot to Rabbi Lazar, but apparently everyone else holds that we do give her wine. The Rabbi Lazar holds that ain poskin yenos leisha. So why doesn't the Mishnah mention that we would give her wine? Especially you would need to give her wine for Kiddush on Shabbos and for Avdallah. So the Chori, even according to Rabbi Lazar, you have to provide her with what she needs to get by, and she needs to make Kiddush, she needs to make Avdallah. So you can't say that since she only needs it for a mitzvah, that the husband doesn't have to provide her with mitzvos, because we went through why he has to provide her with three or four seudos, even though to live she only needs two seudos a day. So obviously he needs to provide her with a tzorach kiyum mitzvah. So Pnei Yeshua suggests that since wine is margila lidei tashmish, you shouldn't give her wine even for Kiddush, because there are other ways to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush. She could listen to Kiddush from someone else and be yotzei just as well. So that's why we wouldn't give her wine. Also, he said, even the kosher birchas hamazon you wouldn't give to an isha, because that she could also be yotzei al yidei acherim. Plus, the kosher birchas hamazon is only midrabanan, and women are part from that kos, because yayin is margilosam for taivas tashmish. That's why wine is considered inappropriate for a woman, as the Gemara is going to explain. Darush Rabbi Yehuda ish kfar neviria. Rabbi Yehuda ish kfar neviria darshan as follows. Va'amrila ish kfar nefar chayil. And some say he's Rabbi Yehuda ish kfar nefar chayil. Minayin shein poskin yenos leisha. How do we know that we are not posek yayin for a woman, that we don't set aside wine for a woman? Shenemar v'atakam chana achre achla b'shilo v'achre shaso, that chana got up after she ate in shilo, and the pasuk says v'achre shaso, and after drinking, shaso velo shasas. It says shaso, meaning he drank, that her husband drank, but it doesn't say shasas. It doesn't say that she drank. So you see that women that it's not the derech of women to drink wine. So it says Gemara elameata achlo velo achal. Pasuk says achla in the feminine, that she ate. So does that mean we don't give food to men? The fact that it doesn't say achal. So it says Gemara hachinami anan midashani. You're right, so it's not a good diuk, it's just the fact that the pasuk changed in the middle, that michti begava ka'asik. The pasuk was talking about chana the whole time, ka'asik va'asi, it was talking about chana the whole time. My time ashani, why does it switch in the middle and all of a sudden talk about Elkana? Shemina shaso v'lo shasas. It must be to teach me that he drank, but she did not drink. So that's the right.
raya. Now the pasuk says chani himedaberes aliba raks faser naos. The pasuk continues, and this is the pasuk where Eli sees her, and he sees that she's just whispering to herself, kol lo yishama, that he couldn't hear her voice. Ve'yachshve Eli l'shikora. It's so ironic that that's what Eli thought, that she was drunk, and it was right after she dafka didn't drink, that we have a limud that she dafka didn't drink. So if Eli thought that she was drunk, how does he allow her to daven? The halacha is, the Gemara says in Maseches Erev, that a shasoi al yispalo v'mispalo tefilas tefila, the tefila counts, but the shasoi is not allowed to daven. Someone who drank is not allowed to daven. Someone who drank wine is not allowed to daven. At least it's a valid tefila. Shikar al yispalo v'mispalo tefilas tefila. If someone is mamish shikar, then they're not allowed to drink, and the tefila is a tefila. They're not allowed to drink, and they're not allowed to daven, and the tefila is a tefila. So he should have stopped her from davening if he thought she was a shikora, if he thought she was mamish drunk. And furthermore, why did Eli hold that she was shikara just because she was davening quietly? It could be that she was just a shesuya, meaning maybe she was a little tipsy. It's not like the most drunk thing to do. So this is a kasha that some of the achronim ask, and they said the shidum gebetza suggests, the rishonim actually, the shidum gebetza suggests, based on our sugya, that it's not the derech of women to drink at all. So any woman who drinks more than her gela, more than she's used to drinking, which would be even a little bit, would be called the shikora because she's in violation of the minag hanashim. But mitzad adin, since she's able to be medaber b'fnei melech, she doesn't have a din of a shikora. She has a din of a shesuya, where the tefila would be a valid tefila. Meaning, it's based on this gemara that we can answer those questions. That Eli thought she was a shikora, meaning she was a shikora relative to what women normally do, and she would be allowed to daven though, because in reality she was only a shesuya. Meisves, ask the Gemara, wait a second, Regila, Nosanla. So doesn't it say that if she's Regila, that if she's used to having wine, that we're Nosanla, we do give her? So ask the Gemara, Regila Shaini. Since it's not something that's new to her, it's not going to cause her to do inappropriate things, and therefore that's a different situation when it's Regila. Regila, Nosanla, Kos Echad. If a woman is Regila, we give her one kos. She'ina Regila, Nosanla, Shnei Kos. So if she's not used to drinking, then we give her two kosos. My kamar, what? That doesn't make any sense. If she's not regila, it's going to make it worse. Some rabbi hachi kamar. Regila bifnei baila, shnei kosos. Shalo bifnei baila, nosna kos echad. If she's used to drinking two kosos in front of her husband, then when she's not with her husband, we downgrade it to just one kos. We give her only one kos. But ain't a regila bifnei baila, ella kos echad. If she's normally only drinks bifnei baila one kos, that's the case of ain't a regila, then then when she's not with her husband, we're not going to give her anything. If she's not used to drinking two kosos, she only drinks one kos in front of her husband. When she's not with her husband, we give her nothing. So that's what it really meant. The question is, how do we explain that in the words? Shmuel had said, Regila, you give her one kos, She'ena Regila, you give her two kos. It sounds like, however you can explain it, the She'ena Regila should get more than the Regila, but that doesn't make sense. So how did we fix it? Are we just changing everything around? Are we saying that our Masorah was messed up of what Shmuel originally said? So Tosfos suggests how we could fit it into the words. Tos said, Eina Regila b'fnei bala elikos echad v'zehu pirush divrei Shmuel. Here's how to explain Shmuel. Regila nosna kos echad. Regila, you give one kos. What does that mean? Hainu she regila b'shnei kosos. If she's regila, she's so regular that she normally drinks two kosos, then we give her one kos. With the kamar shein regila nosna shnei kosos, and when Shmuel then says the shein regila gets two kosos, means haynu shein regila shayu nosna shnei kosos ella kos echad. It's to be read as one phrase. Shein regila nosna shnei kosos. A woman who's not used to getting two kosos b'fnei baila, rather she's used to getting one kos b'fnei baila. Then the halacha is einos la kalik. You would give her nothing. But it's not shein regila. A woman is not regil. Nosna shnei kosos, you give her two kosos. It's she'ena regil nosna shnei kosos. A woman is not used to getting two kosos b'fnei baila. Rather, she's used to getting one kos b'fnei baila, so she gets nothing. V'iba yaseima regila nosna tzike kedera. Or it could be that if she's regila, you give her cooking wine. You give her wine to cook with. Amar Rabbi Yavoah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Maisa b'kalaso shel Nakdimon ben Gurion. The story of the daughter-in-law of Nakdimon ben Gurion. We're going to learn more about the daughter of Nakdimon ben Gurion in a couple of dapim after the Churban. Gurion and how all the money was lost. When Nachum Ben Gurion was the richest man in Yerushalayim, Shapaskula Chacham Sasayim Yayim, let's say Ki Kedera Meir of Shabbos Leir of Shabbos. The Chacham were posting that she should get two sa'ah of wine just for cooking wine from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, just to use in preparing food. So that's the wine that she would be given. Amr Lahen, Kach Tiv Sekula B'Noseichem. She was so pleased with that. She with what they were posting for her, with the support that she was being provided with. So she gave a bracha. Kach Tiv Sekula B'Noseichem. You should all be zocha to give your daughters such a generous supply. So Tana Shomeres Yavam Haisa, but she happened to have been a Shomeres Yavam. That was her situation. Her husband had died. V'lo Anu Achra Amen. And therefore they didn't answer Amen because they didn't want to say Kach Tiv Sekula B'Noseichem. We don't want our daughters to be a Shomeres Yavam. So they didn't answer Amen to such a bracha. They thought it would be like a curse. Tana Kos Echad Yafa Liisha. So one kos is good for a woman. Shnayim Nivelhu. Two is already inappropriate. Shlosha Tova'as Pepe. By the time the wine is so margil a woman to Tashmish that by the time she has three kosos, she is verbally asking for Tashmish. And Arba'a Afilu Chamar Tova'as Beshuk. And if she has four kosos, then forget it. Then even a donkey in the marketplace shall be Tovea for Tashmish. So that's obviously Vena Makpedas, and she's not going to be discerning at all. So it's going to be a very bad thing for her if she drinks four kosos of wine. So there's our Dafyomi coincidence of the day, four kosos of wine. In fact, the Ben Yoyada asked the question, what do you mean? Women are chayiv in dalad kosos at the Seder. So we're saying that if she drinks four kosos of wine, she becomes the world's worst manuvela, so that she's looking even for an animal in the shuk. So the Ben Yoyada suggests that the Bryce is talking about a woman who drinks four cups straight. The dalad kosos of Pesach, they're not drunk one right after the other. You have the whole Haggadah between Kiddush and the kos of Magid, and then between the kos Sheni and Shlishi. You have Matzah and Maror and Shulchan Aruch, and then Sudas Yantav Birchas Hamazon, and then the kos between the Shlishi and Revi. You have Hallel and Nishmas. So there is a significant break between each of the kosos, and that's okay. That's considered that she's drinking one kos four times, not that she's drinking actually four kosos. Ben Yoyada says it's also, he says, it's a davar pella. How could we say about a woman that if she drinks four kosos, she's going to be toveh chamor? He says it's even the belashim guzma, something that's not been metzius b'chlal. So to say that she'd sleep with anybody, that's one thing. But to say a chamor, it's even as a guzma, it seems a little bit strange. So he says, no, it doesn't mean chamor, besar chamor and besarim. The pasuk in Yecheskel says that of the chavim are considered like amadom. And therefore, it means she's going to be Toveh and Ovid Kochavim Bashuk. That's what it must mean. That's what the Ben Yoyada, how the Ben Yoyada explains. The Ben Yoyada also writes, he says, that what does it mean Tovas Bepeh? Tovas Bepeh is asking for Tashmish. That's the derech of a Zachar, Lachzar Acharisha. It's not the derech of a woman to be Toveh Tashmish. It's the derech of a Zachar to do that. He says it's unbelievable. If you look at the Gematria of Nekeva, Nekeva's Gematria 157. If you add the gematria of Yayin of 70 for Yayin, it's Olu Leminyan Reish Chav Zayin, which is the minion of Zachar. So you add Yayin to a Nekeva, and she starts acting like a Zachar. She starts being Tovei Tashmish. Okay, Amar Rava. Lo Shanu El Shein Baila Ima. You can only, with this whole halacha about not giving her wine is only when the husband's not around. Aval Baila Ima Leslamba. But if her husband is with her, then there's no such concern. We're not worried about this. We're not worried about this at all. Vachana was a situation of baila ima, and yet she didn't drink at all. So how can you say that it's that when her husband's with her that she's allowed to drink? Achsanoi shiny, no, because she was a guest, and a guest is different. The guest shouldn't drink. Tamrafuna minayin achsanoi shasur b'tashmish shamita. How do we know that an achsanoi in general is asur b'tashmish shamita? So shenemar v'yashkimu b'boker v'yishtachav l'fnei Hashem v'yashuvu v'yavoh el beisam haramasa v'yedal kanes chana. That Vayeskorei Hashem, that it's only after they went back home, then Elkanah was with Chana, but it was only when they went back home, not while they were away from home, because it's inappropriate when you're a guest in someone's house to engage in marital relations. So Hashta in Meikara Lo. The implication is now that they were back home, they would, but not beforehand. When they were away, they wouldn't have marital relations. Chomet the bit. So there's actually a discussion. The Rambam writes that an achsenoi, the Rambam writes in Yisuri Bia Perichaval, that achsenoi is also b'tashmish shamita ad sheyashuv lebeiso. The Ravid says that if the Baal HaBayis is miyachid lahem bayis, then it's mutter. Shulchan Aruch passes like the Ravid, that if there's a guest room designated specifically for them, that it's mutter. Magen Avraham is not sure how do you magdir miyachid lahem bayis. Memel it's also to be mishamish when we don't have a cheder miyuchad ever, even if you're in your own home. If you don't have your own room, of course we also lishamish. So what does it mean miyachid bayis? Does it mean like a whole guest house, like in most communities that have like a whole separate house where there's a guest house? Or does it mean is a cheder a separate room alone enough? Or just how private does the room have to be? Is it a room that you just sleep in? Or is it a room that's like your own apartment that you could do everything in? So it's a discussion in the poskim how we define miyachid lahem bayis. Chama de bitu da abaya, saw the kamed de Rava. Chama Abaya's wife came to Rava after Abaya died. Amrele psokli mizone. She said, provide for me some mizonos. Pasakla, so he provided her, he set an amount that she was going to be provided with. Psokli chamra, so she said, give me some wine. Amrele yadana bebe nachmeni de lava shasi chamra. So Rava said, I know Abaya very well. Abaya doesn't drink any wine. There was no wine in his house. Amrele chaye demar, tavi mashki le bishufrazi kiha. She said, what are you talking about? We used to drink tons. We used to drink out of bottles like this big. And she held out her arms. And while she was showing him, she was holding out her arms, her sleeve came up a little bit and her arm became exposed. And a great light was came out in the Beis Din because she was so beautiful that it lit up the whole Beis Din when her arm was exposed. Come Rava al the Beisay Tavel the Basra of Chista. So Rava went home and he was Taveya his wife for Tashmish. Basra of Chista was Rava's wife. Amrele Basra of Chista Man Haviyidna Bebeidina. So Basra of Chista said to Rava, you're not acting the way you normally act. What happened today in Beis Din? So Amrele Chamad Bit Dabaye. So she said, well, Chamad Bit Dabaye, Abaye's wife, Abaye's Almana was in Beis Din today. Nafka Abasra Machtal Bekufi Deshida Adafkala Mekuli Mechuza. So Rava's wife chased Abaye's wife away and with a shoe and started to till she got out of the whole town of Mechuza. Amrala, she said to her, you already killed three men. Now you want to go kill a fourth man? Because she had been married to Abaye, was her third husband. The first two had died. So Abaye paskin that a katlanis is only on three times. So he held that it was mutter to marry her. But now she was going into Beis Din to try to impress Rava. She had set up this whole plan to try to impress Rava, because she obviously enjoyed being married to Gedolei Adar, so she wanted to be married to Rava as well. So Rava's wife chased her away, that she's going to go and she's going to kill Rava. Now, Rava said about Abaye that I know about Nachmeni, that he doesn't have any wine in his house. We've discussed in the past, there are several shitos in Rishonim, why Abaye was called Nachmeni. Rashi Maseches Gittin writes that Rava Bar Nachmeni raised Abaye, because Abaye, the Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, lost his mother and his father before he ever knew them. His father died right after conception, his mother at birth, so he never knew his parents. So Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, his uncle, raised him b'soch beso taught him Torah, so he was called Nachmeni based on his uncle's father. He was called Nachmeni. Tosus Rush writes in the name of Haigon that no, his real name was Nachmeni. That was Abaye's actual name. He's just called Abaye by Rabbi Bar Nachmeni because Rabbi Bar Nachmeni didn't want to call him Nachmeni because that was his father's name, so he didn't like saying his father's first name. So he would say Avi, like Abla, my little Tati. You know, that was his way of calling him. In Seder Adoros, he says that Nachmeni was called Abaye because he was a Yasam who and the Rashi Tevis are Asher Becha Yerucham Yasam. So that's Abaye. Asher Becha Yerucham Yasam is the Rashi Tevis. Rashi in Horios has a gear said that they would call Abaye Nachmeni as a Gnai, that you're still the Talmud of Rav Nachman, that you're not an independent Talmud Chacham yet, that you're still a Talmud of Rav Nachman. That's was a Lashem Gnai. Anyway, the Bittu of Yosef, the wife of Rav Yosef, Berei de Rava, the Rava's son, Asali Kamei de Rav Nechemya Berei de Rav Yosef, went to Rav Nechemya Berei de Rav Yosef, Amrele Psokli Mizoni, and she said, I want to be designated some Mizonos that I should be provided with. Pasakla, so he provided with her. Pasakli Chamra, I want some wine. Pasakla, he provided with that as well. Amrele Yadadabu B'Bnei Machuza, the Shasu Chamra, he says, I provided with wine because I know that the B'Nei Machuza drink wine. Debitu de Rav Yosef, Bered Rav Menashe, Magvil, Asay lekameh de Rav Yosef. Amrle Pesokli Mizone. Again, she said, I want Mizonos. Pasukla, I gave her Pesokli Chamra, I would like some wine. Pasukla, I gave her Pesokli Shirai, I'd like some silk cloth. Amrle Shirai Lama, what do you need that for? Amrle Lechal Lechavr Chal Lechavr Secha. I need that to impress people like you. Meaning, sometimes I'm being Medabra B'fnei Agadolim, or maybe I'm going to want to get remarried. Different Shittas and Rishon, what she means by this. But I need to be dressed in a Kavadik way. That's why I need nice cloth. Minosla Mapatsumita, and we also give her a bed and we give her a mattress. So Mapatsumakselus Lamala, why does she need a mat and a mattress? Lamala Diavla. Amara, meaning once she has a bed, it's not the derech to have a mattress on top of the bed. Their beds were made in such a way that it was like a cot that they would sleep directly on it. Amara Papa Ba'asra Dinihigi Demalupurya Bechavli. It's in a place where the minag was that the beds were stuffed with chavalim, with ropes that would hurt the mevagrela, that would hurt you if you lied right down on it, so you would have some mats on top of it. Tan Rabban, Ein Nosan Lakaru Keses, Mishum Rabbi Nosan Amru, Nosan Lakaru Keses. Machlokas, whether you give her cushions as well and pillows. Seichidami, Idu Orcha, my time in Tanakama. Well, what's the situation? If that's the normal standard of what people use to sleep in that place, well, then why would the Tanakama say not to give it to her? The Idalav Orcha, and if it's not the normal standard, my time in Rabbi Nosan, then why would Rabbi Nosan say to give it to her? So, Lotzricha, the case is, Kigon to Orche di day, Velav Orcha di da. It's his standard, it's not her standard. Tanakama Savar Amarla Ki Azilna Shakilna Lahu. Tanakama holds that the husband can say, while I'm gone, I'm just providing with the shlish, while I'm gone, you don't need to live by my standards, so I'm going to take it with me. V'chi Aisinam, Aisinam Lahu Badai. And when I come back, don't worry, I'll bring it back with me, so you will always be Ola Imi. Whenever you're with me, you'll always be living with my standard. Rabbi Nosson Savar Amra Lay, and Rabbi Nosson Al Shika say back to him, Zimnin de Mishrami Ben Ashmashos, V'lamotas Maisilu, V'shakaltu Lididiyu, Magnus Li Allah. That sometimes you're gonna be coming back late at night or banishmash at the last moment, and you're not gonna have time to set up the cushions and bring me back the cushions. So we're the sheets and the pillows and everything else, and you're gonna end up taking my bed for yourself, and I'm gonna end up on the ground. I'm gonna end up without any standard whatsoever. So therefore, I want you to provide whatever your normal habits are. V'nosin l'kipa, we also give her something to cover her head with. Amalei Rav Papa l'Abaye. So Rav Papa says to Abaye, Hai Tana Shliach Artoloi V'Rami Misani. So he says, this Tana is, it sounds very strange. We give her three pairs of shoes a year. Every single Moed, we're giving her shoes, but we only give her clothing once a year. $50 of clothing once a year, and we say give it to her in the winter time and wait for it to get worn out in the summertime. Right? How does that make sense? What kind of person are you envisioning? Is this Tana someone who walks around naked without any shoes? He asks rhetorically. There's actually an interesting tshuva in the Torah Lishma, where there was a din Torah between two people, and Reuven was called to a din Torah, and the Shliach Bezin had to come and get him and send him to a din Torah. And he got and he said, no, you have to come. And he got and he said, let me get my shoes on, let me get dressed already. What are the are the members of the Bezin going to walk around naked that they expect me to come naked? Let me get dressed. So so he put him in a nida, the Shliach Bezin, he put him in a cherim right away. How could you speak so disrespectfully about the Dayanim of the Bezin, speak in such a way? So the Torah Lishma says, apparently it's not so disrespectful. That was the way that the Gemara spoke about the Tanaim. It's a melitza. It's not to be taken so seriously that a person is speaking so disrespectfully. I don't know, it's difficult to bring rayas from the Gemaras about things like that. It really depends, l'chora, on what the standard is, on how people talk in that community, in that point in time. Very difficult to bring rayas to that. But okay, that's what the Teshuvah and the Torah Lishma tries to bring a raya that way. So, Amar Lei, Tana B'makom Harim Kai. No, the Tana, the reason why we have three pairs of shoes is because the Tana is talking if you live in a mountainous area. That's why she needs three pairs of shoes a year. No normal woman needs three pairs of shoes a year. It's only if she wears them out and she's going in a mountainous area, so they're constantly getting worn out. And Agavorch, we say that you should give it, if you're going to give it three times a year anyway, because she's in the mountains, So it's a better time to give it on the moed, because that way at least she'll be yotzi simchas yomtiv. She'll be experiencing some simcha. So you see that there is simcha yaseira in having new shoes. The Gemara says that's how we make the woman happy on the moed. However, there is a machlokas in the Rishonim about this. The Mishnah says in Brachos Daf Nun Dalet, if a person is bana bayis chadash, kana kelim chadashim, says shachyanu v'kimanu v'gyanu l'zman hazeh. And the Gemara over there in Brachos Daf Nun Tassim Beis, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, afilu yesh l'kayotzi ben sarach levarich. Even if you have other things like what you just bought, still you have to say this bracha of shachyanu. So there is a machlokas Rishonim over there in Brachos Nun Tess, where the Re in Tosos over there says that's only bebegadim chashuvim. Begadim she'enim chashuvim, like shoes, or undershirts, things like that, then you wouldn't make a bracha on something like that. On shoes, shirts, things that are not considered begadim chashuvim. It would only be something like a suit. The Rosh, however, says that the Rabbi Yochanan is only talking about an ashir. But an ani is mevarich even on shoes, because he's sameach b'chalko more than an ashir is sameach in a new suit. If an ani gets new shoes, he's very excited about the new shoes. Shmuel Zedeshin brings a raya like the Rush from the Gemara, that nosan l'menal l'mimoyt, from our Gemara. Shmuel Zedeshin says, you see that that it does give a person a sense of simcha when you give them shoes as well. The kelim shel chamishim zuz. So the Mishnah said we give kelim shel chamishim zuz. Amar Rabbi, chamishim zuz pshiti. When we talk about chamishim zuz, we're talking about the lower currency, chamishim zuzei pshiti, which are one eighth of these of zuzei tsuri. Tsuri are the more valuable form of currency. That two different forms of currency working simultaneously. That's why that's what the Rishonim write when we talk about Ksuba, Masayim Kesef Zuzi Dechazen Lichi Midar Raisa. That we say in the Ksuba that we're going to give the Zuz Dechazen Lichi Midar Raisa, Masayim Zuz that are Chazen Lichi Midar Raisa. Some of the Rishonim say we're talking about we pass on Ksuba's only Darabanan. It's not Dar Raisa. Machlokes Rishonim. Whether it's Darabanan or Dar Raisa. So is the fact that we say Dechazen Lichi Midar Raisa a Raya that Ksuba's Dar Raisa? So they say, no, the Zuzi dechazin lichim daraisa. The Zuzi are Zuzi daraisa. They're Kesef Tzuri. They're not Kesef Medina. We're talking about that we're using the higher type of currency. But it's not that the Chiyuv of Ksuba itself is daraisa. Anyway, Mimai, how do I know that we're talking about the lower form of currency over here? Midiktani b'med v'amurim b'ani shabi Yisrael. Because the Mishnah goes on to say that all of these numbers that we're giving in the Mishnah of exactly what we give is only if you're talking about an ani shabi Yisrael. Av b'mechubad hakol lefi kvodo. But if you're talking about a mechubad, then you give lefi kvodo, then you would give much more. So v'yisal t'vei d'chamish m'zuz mamish, ani chamish m'zuz minale. But if we're talking about chamish m'zuz of kesef tzuri, where in the world would an ani get that from? El shemai minah, chamish m'zuz pshiti. So it must be that we're talking about chamish m'zuz pshiti. The Tos Yantip explains, the Mishnah in Peah, in the 8th parak of Peah, says that someone who has Masayim m'zuz, lo yitol Peah, is not allowed to take Peah. And Masayim m'zuz is Masayim m'zuz of Medina, which is only chaf hei zuzei tzuri. It's only 25 zuzei tzuri. So if the Mishnah is talking about zuzei tzuri, if he's an ani, there would be no way he'd have 50, because once he has 25, he's not even considered an ani anymore. He's not allowed to take Peah. So that's the numbers work out. That's how the Tos Yantip explains. The numbers work out. 50 is twice as much as an ani would ever have at the max. And we said that you don't give her new clothing in the summertime and old clothing in the wintertime. You need to give her warm clothing in the winter, and when she wears it out, she'll wear that in the summer, because then it will be lighter by the time summertime rolls around. Most are mezonos lebaal. The extra mezonos goes to the husband. Most are blaos leisha. The extra worn out clothing goes to the woman. Most are blaos leisha lamala. What's she going to do with the most are blaos, the extra worn out clothing? Amaracha shemischasaben b'yimei nidasa. She'll use it when she's in nida. Kadesh lo tiskana al baila. In that way, she won't have to wear the same clothing when she's in nida. Not in nida, that would be miskana al baila if she were to wear the same clothing. So they used to have what they would call big day nidus. That's the Gemara always assumes, that they would wear separate clothing. Big day, when the Gemara talks about a masla, that if a woman was muchsekas as tamea, and then later she tells her husband, no, I was just kidding, I wasn't really tamea. So the way that she says that she was tamea was she's huchska nida. nida b'shchein useha. How she hooks her because she wears big day nidus. So everyone thinks that she's a nida. They used to have, and it used to be important for other people to know when she was a nida because you had to keep taras away from her. You had to keep truma away from her. Nowadays, it doesn't fit our sensibilities, our modern sensibilities, that the whole world will know when she's a nida. But that's the way it was, that everyone would know when she's a nida. There's no halacha that people aren't allowed to know when a woman is a nida. That's what Moshe writes in the tshuva when it comes to archakos, that if a woman is embarrassed about the archakos, about not passing something in front of other people, that he says there's nothing to be embarrassed about. He doesn't understand. What's the big deal? If people know that she's a nida, so what? So they know that she's a healthy young woman. There's nothing wrong with being a healthy young woman. They know that she observes halacha. Certainly nothing wrong with that either. So Moshe writes that it's not a problem. And that's based on Talmudic sensibilities, that's the way they used to go. Everyone would know when she's a nida. The Rama writes, you're not supposed to tell anyone when the Lel Tevila is. But that's a tznius issue about Tashma Shamita. So you were mastir the Lel Tevila. But when she's a nida, you don't have to be mastir. At least in the Gemara's time. So Amar Abaye Naktinan, Moser Blos Almana Liyarshav. That the Moser Blos of an Almana go to his Yarshim. Hasamu Delo Tiskani Ba'ape, Hacha Tiskani V'Tiskani. Because the whole reason the woman gets the Blos is so that she can wear them, she's a nida, so that she won't be Miskan Al-Baila. But once she's an Almana, the husband's not around, so there's no reason for her to have the Blos, she doesn't need them anymore. Nosin L'mod Kesem, we said we give her an allowance as well, and she's Ocheles Imo, and every Friday night. So my Ocheles, what does Ocheles mean? Rav Nachman Amar Ocheles Mamish, Rav Ashi Amar Tashmish. Machlokas, whether it means eating or Tashmish. Tanan, Ocheles Imo Leil Shabbos. Bishlam L'man Yemar Achila Hainu D'Ketani Ocheles. Mishnah says she's Ocheles Imo. On Leila Shabbos, sounds like she eats with him. El Mandi Amar Tashmish, my Ocheles. Why would you use the word Ocheles to describe Tashmish? Answer the Gemara, Lishna Ma'alia. That's a Lishna Ma'alia. It's another Daf Yom coincidence. That's the major sugya of Lishna Ma'alia. It's the beginning of Maseches Psachim. It's the beginning of a discussion of Pesach. So Lishna Ma'alia Kedichsiv, Achlo Machtapia Vamar Lo Palti Oven. We describe a woman who was a Zona as having eaten, wiped off her mouth, and said, I did nothing wrong. But it doesn't mean eating, it means Tashmish. Meisvei, Rabbi Shimon, we alam rachelus b'leil Shabbos, v'Shabbos, that she eats on leil Shabbos and on Shabbos. Well, bishlam mandiyam rachila haynu d'ktani v'Shabbos. If you say that it means achila, it makes sense that she'll eat with him Friday night and again Shabbos day. Al mandiyam tashmish v'Shabbos mi'ika. But if it's tashmish, can you be having tashmish on Shabbos day? V'amr Ravuna Yisrael kadoshim vein mei mishamish mitusayim biyom. Doesn't Ravuna say that Yisrael are kadoshim and they don't have tashmish amita during the day? Hamarava b'bayisaf el mutter. So Rava says, yeah, but in a dark room, it's mutter. The Rambam quotes the heter of a Talmud Chacham to be mafil b'talisa. The Rambam in Yisur Ebiya quotes the heter that a Talmud Chacham could be mafil b'talisa m'shamesh mitasa during the day, because he says the Talmud Chacham is not yavali mashech b'kach, he's not going to lead to other things, because he's going to, but he leads, the Rambam does not mention by Yisafel. He does not mention the heter of anybody being allowed to be m'shamesh in a house that has no windows, in a house that's dark. So the Rav Moshe Nechuvin Amnezer Chelik Al Simon Kuf Beis doesn't understand why he discusses this Rambam. The Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam was trying to be marchik people from Hergel Tashmish, and that's why he doesn't mention the Heter of Bayis Afal. Rav Moshe says that's very unlike the Rambam to make his own gezeros and go against what it says in the Gemara. Doesn't make sense that would be the Rambam's thinking. So Rav Moshe has a discussion as to why it is that the Rambam left that out. But if she's nursing, we said that we provide her with more food and we expect less Maisi Adayim out of her. Darush Rabbi Ula Rabba Apischa Debe Nasiya. Even though we say a person is not obligated to support his ketanim children, his children under bar bas mitzvah, but very young children, a person certainly has to support. Ad kama, how young is very young? Ad ben sheish, up until the age of 6, father has to support his children. So that's mikra din until the age of 6. But past the age of 6, the Gemara doesn't say what he has to do, but it sounds like he's not obligated to support them. However, the Gemara had said previously on Daf Mem Tes, the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan Broka, that after the age of 6, it's not even a mitzvah to be mfaris them, but Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir say that it's nevertheless it's a mitzvah tzedakah. That's why the Gemara said, the makar for the mitzvah that Ashrei Shomrei Mishpat Osa Tzedakah B'chaleis, that what's the tzedakah that a person does B'chaleis, so he said that that's Zeh Zonas Banav Mnosav K'shem K'tanim, that's someone who provides for his children when they're young, so that's a mitzvah of tzedakah, but when they're K'tanim he's obligated. K'd Ravasi, Dam Ravasi Katan Ben Sheish Yotzei Be'iruvimo, and when a Katan is 6 years old he's Yotzei Be'iruvimo, that when his mother makes an Eruv Tchumen he's included with his mother because he's always going to be following along wherever his mother goes. What's the source for this idea that a father has to support his very young children? Because it says if the woman is nursing, she doesn't have to produce as much ma'asi yadayim, but we provide her with more mizonos. Isn't it because he has to be feeding the kid as well, so he's got to be giving her enough food that she can produce enough milk for the child? No, maybe he's providing with extra food because she's considered a chola. Im kain, listen, im haisa chola, mai im haisa menika. Now, if it was just to provide her with enough food because she's a chola, and that every menika is a chola, why does the Mishnah say if she's menika, it should say if she's a chola, provide her with more food? Says Gemara, no, but that could be v'dilma hakam ashmalon d'stam menikos cholas ninu. Maybe he's telling us a chiddush that a stam menika is a chola. That line in the Gemara is quoted by a lot of the poskim. We talk about a menika fasting on the minor fast days and eating meat during the 9 days, things like that. If you assume a stam menika is a chola. Itmar, so question in the Rishonim whether this next line relates to anything we just said previously or is totally a standalone line. Sounds like it stands alone. Amar Rav Shmuel Levi Mosifim LaYayin Shayayin Yafal LeChalav, that when you're providing a menika with something, you're providing a nursing woman with something, you can provide her with wine because wine is good for the milk. I do not believe the doctors still recommend that a nursing woman drink wine. Beer, is that what they say? Okay, so Hadrullah Chafal Pibez Hashem, tomorrow we will begin the sixth parak of Masechus Ksuvos.